Family, welcome to a brand new episode of the Tariq Elite Radio Show, and I am your gracious host, Mr. Tariq Elite Nasheed, ready to chop up good game with the family. The phone number is 818-850-5404. Give me a call so we can chop it up on a late night show. We're doing it late night right now, but we're still going to spit that hot fire. So don't go nowhere, family. We're going to take a real quick commercial break right now. We'll be right back on Tariq Elite Radio.
Hey, what's up? This is Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game. Go to UndeniableGame.com and get my free audio program, Undeniable Game, which teaches you 7 easy-to-follow tips on how to really attract beautiful women. The Undeniable Game audio program is absolutely free to download, so you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Master the game and get your free copy at UndeniableGame.com. That's Undeniable Game.
Did you know that there's over 120 black-owned hotels all across the United States, as well as other black-owned businesses that a lot of people may or may not know about? That's why you need to check out the brand new app called BobSpotter. Now, BobSpotter is the premier mobile app for locating black-owned businesses all around the United States. The BobSpotter mobile app is available for free download in Google Play and in the Apple App Store as well. Also, check out BobSpotter.com. BobSpotter is basically Yelp in black. Again, check out BobSpotter.com. If you think you have a story that you must tell and sell, then let PrizeCraft Editing put your dreams into writing. As self-publishing becomes the new norm for many authors, a lot of aspiring authors are not able to finish, polish, or publish their stories, and that's due to a lot of inexperience. But that's where PrizeCraft comes in. They are not just capable of ghostwriting or editing your work, but they can coach you and critique you on your work as well. To begin your free consultation, contact PrizeCraft at PrizeCraftEditing.com or call them toll free at 863-417-8752. That's 863-417-8752. Check out this brand new independently black-owned toy company called Apocalypse Toys. Now, these toys are all original, they're all handcrafted, and the Apocalypse Toys is focused on providing black children with heroic black toys. It's very important that our children see themselves in heroic imagery to counteract all the negative images they're exposed to. So please, place your orders right now. Visit ApocalypseToys.com. That's ApocalypseToyz, as in zebra, .com. Yo, you need to stop putting out low-quality music and visit LegendaryMix.com. If you are a rapper, a singer, a producer, or a label owner, then you should already know about LegendaryMix.com. That's the number one online music mixing and mastering service. Take advantage of their low-cost, high-quality mixdowns and professional mastering services and prices while they're still low. Clients rate them as number one for best price. With over 13 years of experience, they will deliver top quality results with great turnaround times. Contact LegendaryMix.com, mention Tariq Radio, and get half off on your mastering for your first mix down. Or call or text 347-565-5892 or email LegendaryMix1@gmail.com. Yo, what's up, fam? It is summertime. You need to have some fresh gear. Check out the Compass Manufacturing Company. They have all types of fly t-shirts, different colors, nice fabric, so you can look real fly for the breezies out there, family. So you need to go check them out right now. Go check out Compass Manufacturing Company at www.compassmfgco.com, and also follow them on Twitter and Instagram at compassmfgco.com. Grow your business with a website designed to get results. Blackline Web Design has custom online solutions at a very affordable price. Satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. Go to blacklinewebdesign.com or give them a call right now at 470-363-5519. They are creative, they are reliable, and they are black-owned. That is blacklinewebdesign.com.
The most intense new video game app has now arrived. A medieval kingdom has been plagued with chaos and disorder. An evil force has dominated the land. And now it is up to the bravest knights to fight back the demonic forces and bring justice to the kingdom of the Moors. Play the newest, most exciting Battlefight game app ever, Moorish Kingdom. Available at moorishkingdom.com.
You are now tuning in to the King of Games, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
Put some respect on my name.
Oh, we are back. Welcome back to Tariq Radio, and I am Tariq Nasheed. Glad to have everybody back tuning in. The phone number is 818-850-5404. We're doing a late night show tonight because tomorrow, well, in the morning, it's basically Wednesday. I hate to date the show, but I'm doing a Q&A tonight in Memphis. And today is June 22nd. I really hate dating the show because the show, it's timeless. And a lot of the game people can pick up and you don't know even know what year it is because the show goes back a decade. This is the 10-year anniversary of the show coming up, of me doing podcasts. That's coming up in August, actually. That's going to be a decade of me doing podcasts, man. I've been in the game for a minute. I'm a veteran in this bitch. But like I'm saying, I'm doing a Q&A in Memphis, Tennessee tonight, Wednesday, June 22nd, at the Majestic Theater. I want all my Memphis people in the house. All my Memphis people, if you're listening, hurry up and go get your tickets at HiddenColorsFilm.com. Actually, my flight is in a couple of hours. I got a very early flight. I got to head on. I'm not even going to sleep, I don't think. I'm going to just head to the airport and get on down there the same day of the Q&A screening. You get to see Hidden Colors in a theater. And seeing it in a theater setting, that's a great experience. You guys definitely want to be a part of that. And I'm going to do a quick Q&A afterwards. I'm going to take pictures and chop up game with the family out there in Memphis. So it's going to be a real fun time. Now, also, it's Hidden Colors 4 is going to be playing in other theaters tomorrow, which is Thursday, June 23rd. It's going to be at a theater in Milwaukee. It's going to be at a theater in Minneapolis. And it's going to be at a theater in Washington, D.C. So it's going to be an encore presentation in D.C. So if you're in any of those cities, go to HiddenColorsFilm.com, get tickets and get information on the theater location. But you definitely want to see Hidden Colors 4 in theaters. Take your friends, take your family. It's a very good experience. Now let me see who's on the phone. We've got a lot of folks calling, a lot of folks still up tonight. What's up, who's calling?
Yo, Flex, what's going on? It's your boy Ken out of H-Town.
Hey, man, what's on your mind?
Nothing much, man. I just wanted to get a quick question for you, relationship question.
Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, I just wanted to know, man. I remember you had did a show a while back on the old podcast.
Yeah.
And you were talking about your homeboy from McDonald's, how he pulled bitches. But it was a numbers game.
Yeah. Yeah, my dude Donnell. My partner Donnell, but go ahead.
If I just want to know, how can you balance between that and not being thirsty? And also, can you tie in being practical?
Yeah. See, the thing is, to balance that, you got to, the more you have yourself together, the less of a numbers game it has to be. Because then it's a balance. Because the more you have yourself together, the more women are going to gravitate towards you. And the thing is, the less you have yourself together, you got to be, you got to throw a lot of thirst in the game. You got to really, really just get, you got to get into that cop and blow mindset. That's what the old players used to call it, that go for broke mindset. And the thing is, if you talk to or holler and campaign at, hell, 1,000 women, somebody's going to cooperate. A lot of guys don't have the confidence to do that because, you know, the minute they get shut down, you know, they throw in the towel. But there's some dudes, you know, a rejection don't mean nothing to them, and they just keep the game going. So you, I don't recommend that. I recommend just getting it together so that you can get chosen. But again, my dude was very successful. My dude, he worked at McDonald's, didn't have no money, but this nigga would literally holler at every single damn female. No stone was unturned. And this nigga would pull.
All right, Flex, babe, real quick, man, you think I can get at Aki? I want to get at that Aki, man. I'm down in Houston.
Oh, okay. Well, shit. I'll slide Aki your DMs. And yeah, because Aki's campaigning and you campaigning. I'll put peanut butter and Reese's Pieces together and make a chocolate bar. Shit. All right, we'll see what's up, man. But thank you for the call. All right, my man is out here trying to campaign. My dude is campaigning. Yeah, I'm in an ism mood tonight. I feel like spitting some ism tonight. Because I want to read an email from one of the listeners. That's why today's show, I'm entitling it The Hood Rat Rotation. Now we got some other people calling. Let me get some of these other calls. What's up? Who's calling?
What's up, what's up? This your boy Cruiser Brown calling out of Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Man, what's going on? I used to kick it out there in Tuscaloosa. I had some nice breezies out there in Tuscaloosa, man.
Yeah, shit, man. I don't know what's going on now, because they ain't never don't see that out here now.
Yeah, I heard. But, you know, sometimes, you know, you got a couple of diamonds in the rough, but I had me a couple of breezies out there in Tuscaloosa back in the day. But what's on your mind, fam?
Shoot, bro, I just want to tip this call to give a shout-out. I ain't called a show in a long time, man. I just want to give a shout-out to you. Appreciate all the work you're doing and everything. I'm up here at work. I just seen you was online and everything, but
yes,
I just want to give a shout-out.
Did you see Hidden Colors when it was down in Birmingham?
No, I didn't get a chance to see it because I'm a working man. I be working so much. But what I plan on doing, I plan on hitting up my boy in Atlanta, Mr. Marcus, in the DVD.
Oh, yeah. Yo, no doubt, man. But I might be doing a lecture down there in Birmingham, man. I want to put it together and come on down there and chop it up with the family. So I'll keep y'all posted, brother.
Okay, for sure, for sure. Take it easy now, man.
Much respect. Let me say this. Shout out to everybody in Charleston, South Carolina. You know, y'all know, if y'all listen to my Ustream show, there was a little incident out there. There was some agent provocateur bullshit that tried to go down, but I thwarted it before it escalated. And I tweeted something about Charleston. I said that Charleston has the biggest fuckboy per capita rate that I've ever seen, and I still stand by that. Now, that doesn't mean that every dude in Charleston is a fuckboy, but I've seen some heavy fuckboyism going down in Charleston. And I know that that doesn't represent that whole city. I know that the majority of the brothers and sisters out there ain't on that fuckboy shit, but it doesn't take a lot to make a negative impact. And I see a lot of issues that's going on in Charleston is because of, well, one, well, white supremacy. That's always the main culprit. And the second problem is the fuckboy problem out there. You got some very vocal fuckboys out there that the progressive black people are going to have to do something about. Because the fuckboys are going out of their way to sabotage any kind of real progress out there. Charleston got some good brothers and sisters out there. The majority of them are good brothers and sisters. But again, it only takes a handful of fuckboys to mess things up. So they got to do something about their fuckboy problem. Because the thing is, when I don't want to get too much into what I talked about on Sunday's show. But basically what happened, there was this agent provocateur chick that came in who tried to cause it. She tried to cause a distraction because this is the person that I've called out before for being an agent. But what happened was this person had some dude secretly with her that was in on her fuckery, and they were in on the sabotage. They were in on the attempted disturbance because they were low-key trying to film some shit on the slick, and it was some real conniving provocateur type of thing that they pulled off, and they got caught and they got outed and the plan got thwarted. And I noticed the people there, the brothers and sisters there, I'm talking about the progressive ones, they know of some of these people and they're somewhat embarrassed by them. And a lot of times when you have dusty niggas and hood rats and fuck boys, a lot of times many people don't know how to deal with them because, you know, it's almost like you got that crackhead family member or you got that ex-hole crack-hole aunt that comes to the family cookout on Sundays and, you know, you're like kind of embarrassed, but you're like, well, that is my aunt. Yeah, she showed up in a cat suit and some heels and a green wig, but that's my aunt. You know, she used to be on the pipe, so, you know, fix her a plate. It's that type of shit. And a lot of us don't know how to deal with our scum and dregs of society when it comes to black society. And a lot of these people are sent in by the white supremacists to sabotage our progress. So we're going to have to learn how to deal with that and not have that nonsense around. Because I'm peeping some new game. The shit that they tried to pull out there in Charleston with the female running around making a lot of noise and some dudes being around as kind of backup, some co-conspirator agent dudes, that's kind of the new thing that they're doing now with their agents. When I talked about this situation on Sunday, one of my dudes hit me up from Chicago. My dudes from the Culture Connection, real good brothers. They explained to me that a similar situation happened with Brother Umar Johnson, where there was a female during Umar's lecture who stood up and started a disturbance, and there were some dudes with the female. So that's kind of the new thing that these agents have their provocateurs doing. They'll have the female cause a disruption, make a bunch of noise, make a ruckus, and there's some dudes on the slick that's around her ready to do whatever. So that's something that a lot of promoters are going to have to start looking out for. I told my team, we're going to be looking out for that. We're going to be looking out for females who, because the thing is, the agents, they get the provocateurs to be females, because if a female gets up and make a ruckus, a lot of people are going to be reluctant about putting hands on her to remove her. So that's a cool strategy for the powers that be, to put a female out there to make all the noise, so if anybody does anything to her, the backup niggas will use that as an excuse to try to move in. So we got to watch how they work. They're playing chess. We got to play chess. Somebody in the chat room is saying that they were in the Culture Connection thing when she did that. Somebody call up. I want to know what happened. King Reese. My man King Reese, can you call up, please? I want my man King Reese in the chat room to hit me up and let me know what happened. King Reese, let me know what area code you're calling from, because I want to get the details on that, because this is something that we need to see the patterns for. So we need to look out for it, because that shit ain't random. These people are agent provocateurs, and we have to know how to deal with them. Let me see who this is calling. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, Tariq, this is G from Oakland. How you doing?
Hey, G. G, I'm going to have you call back, brother. Okay, I want my man King Reese to call up. 818-850-5404. That's the number. 818-850-5404. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's up, man? This is Richard.
Hey, Richard, where are you calling from?
I'll call from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Got two quick math questions to ask you.
Okay, real quick.
All right, the first question is, I've been talking to a girl, this Mexican girl, for like a couple of years. Really into her sex and everything. She don't smoke, she don't drink or any of that. And
now what'd you say about sex? Wait, what'd you say about sex?
I said real sex, you know, okay. Mexican chick.
Oh, okay. Have you hit it though?
Yeah, I've been hitting it quite often.
Okay, there you
but
go.
But the problem is, for the past week, you know, she been claiming she busy, you know, with work and everything, and acting like she don't want to see the nigga. So, kind of want some advice on that.
Okay. Well, she's a Mexican chick, so she probably has her little inglesia somewhere she's low-key banging. So, you have y'all been officially boyfriend and girlfriend, that type of shit?
We've been seeing each other, like, on and off for a couple years.
Yeah, she's fucking another dude, man. She has her little Hector, a little Javier somewhere that she's fucking. You know, so she got you as the side nigga. So enjoy your side nigga status. But let me get these other calls, brother. I'm going to let my man deal with that because he's a side nigga. What's up? Who's calling?
This King Reese, 79 from Chicago.
Hey, brother. What's going on with you, King Reese?
Man, it's all about you, man. I've been a big-time fan, a loyal follower on Twitter. I'm your man.
Much respect.
I was going to say, I was at the Culture Connection that day that Brother Johnson was there. For those that don't know, if you're in Chicago, Culture Connection, 71st and Calumet, good place, chakra, good brothers.
Yes,
but
indeed.
The night that it was a Saturday afternoon, Dr. Johnson was there, and it was a sister that got up and was complaining about what Dr. Johnson was saying as far as, you know, the black man and black woman being systematically split up. When she did that, then there was some other guys in the back that was, you know, just pretty much, they were standing there like they were the fruit of Islam or something. So when everybody was asking her, you know, can you chill that out? Because we're trying to hear what the brother got to say. She went on and on for about 40 minutes, like, and it turned into chaos. So by the end of the show, I talked to my man that run the Culture Connection. He was like, well, we're going to have a secret lecture the next day, which was Sunday. So I came back the next day and brought my sons and everything. And believe it or not, he was a real smooth brother. He shook hands with everybody. He remembered every face. And he was just like, man, I appreciate y'all coming back, because the next lecture was free because we called her Angry Woman.
Yeah.
The Angry Woman came and messed it up the day before. But the thing was that when the guys was telling her to chill, the guys in the back was like, hey, man, let the sister speak her mind, you know.
Yeah.
Just messed up everybody that paid for it.
Okay.
It was horrible.
Yeah,
horrible.
That's kind of the same shit they tried to pull at my joint. It's almost the exact same thing, but I thwarted that before it happened because I had the chick thrown out before she can do anything because I knew she was
wow.
an agent. I already knew.
Wow.
So that shit is something we're going to have to look for. Those were some agents
man.
That was up at Umar shit. The chick and those
yeah.
dudes were some fucking agents, dude.
It was bad. It was bad, you know, and everybody wanted to move in, but, you know, we didn't know who was rolling with old girl and who wasn't, because we paid to see Dr. Johnson that day.
Yeah.
And they just pretty much ruined it for everybody. And you had people walking out and saying, I ain't never coming back. That's what black people can't do nothing, can't get together.
That's exactly
like, okay.
what they wanted
now,
to do.
Like, y'all just took the poison and now it's spreading just like that.
Just like that. That's exactly what they wanted to do. That's the purpose, to go and disrupt it so everybody will be discouraged to coming out to another event like that. That's the exact purpose of doing that sucker shit. And that's why we're going to have to start looking at these coons and these agents and these bedwinches and these fuckboys in certain cities who have a reputation of lying and doing little slick shit, and identifying these people and make sure they don't come into our meetings and our lectures, man. But yeah, my
absolutely,
man.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Man.
I just want to say, Tariq, man, I'm a loyal follower, man. I appreciate everything you do out here in Chicago. Loyal listener.
Yes, sir.
Been rolling with you since the Art of Mackin', man. I love everything you do.
Man.
I'm on here every week listening to you live, brother.
Yes,
peace,
sir.
And love, peace and blessings to you from Chicago.
Much respect, man. Thank you so much. Yeah, man. That's the new move they doing now, man. That's the new move. They get a chick to do all the yelling because don't nobody really want to run up on a chick. Because the thing is, if you run up on her or say, hey, let me get you up out of here, whatever, they're going to be like, oh, no, you're harming a woman. And then that's why they have backup agent niggas standing there talking about let the sister talk. They tried to pull that same shit in Charleston, and I saw that a mile away, and I cut that shit off before it could even get started. This chick walked up in my lecture in a blue wig and a goddamn cowskin cat suit. And when I did my intermission, because see, they didn't know that I was going to do an intermission. And then they told me who she was. I'm like, hey, get her the fuck up out of here right now. Because I'm not going to let the people pay all that money to come see some good information and hear some good information. And then you have clowns and agents trying to bust that shit up. We got to start vetting these people. And now, y'all, if y'all see at any of these lectures, y'all see some loudmouth female jump up. 9 times out of 10, she's an agent. And what you need to do is watch out for the dudes that's around her and then start getting the dudes handled. And start getting the dudes handled. Isolate the motherfuckers. Isolate her from the agent dudes. People are going to have to start using tactics and strategies with these agents out here, man. But I digress. Let me get a call here.
I'm calling Tyreek.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up, Flex? How you doing, man?
I'm good. Who is this?
It's Big Lou, man. It's Pimpin' Sense. What's going on, dog?
Hey, man, what's up? What part of town you calling from?
I'm calling from Lakewood, dog.
Lakewood, okay. Out there by Compton. What's going on with you, man?
Yeah. Yes, sir, Ty. Yes, Flex, I was just wondering if you heard about that devil, that white boy that got all them black Negro bedwinters pregnant. He got about 22 kids.
Dude, I talked about that at my lecture the other day.
I want to speak on that, man.
Yeah, let me speak on that, brother. You know what? They made it seem like he's a sperm donor.
Yes, sir.
But what he's doing is banging chicks in bathrooms. See how they give the white supremacist males, they give them all types of cool titles. Oh, he's
right, right.
Yeah, this dude, he ain't no sperm donor. He's a fucking trick. Banging chicks in bathrooms. And what?
Right, and all of them is Negro bandwidth.
Yeah, a lot of them
was black.
Yeah, most of them are black women and look like they're black women from third world countries. You know, have you taken a good look at them? A lot of them.
Yeah, they are kind of tore up.
Yeah, a lot of them look like they're from, you know, like Haiti or, you know, Kenya, Somalia, or some shit. And look like, to be honest, it might be a situation where these chicks are getting knocked up by him to have an anchor baby. That's what it kind of low key looks like. You know what I'm saying? Because I know.
Ryan, this nigga got the nerve now to say, like, he's tired of, you know, they're trying to hit him up with
child support. Yeah.
Yeah. Now you're mad about it.
Yeah, so it just might just be straight up Negro bedwinters trying to get a mixed baby. You did?
That's what I was thinking, though.
Yeah, but I'm looking at some of those women's pictures, and I'm like, okay, some of these women look like they're from, like, the Caribbean, and they just came over here,
yes,
and they found out about this dude who will knock them up, and who it basically gets some free immigrant pussy from a Negro, and then they can get an anchor baby out this dude so they can get to stay. That's what it looks like. Because white supremacists, they're real slick on their shit, man. But anyway, thank you for the call,
hey.
Brother. Yeah, that's some real crazy shit, man. But that's white supremacy comes in so many deviant forms, man. Now let me read this email from a listener. That's what I want to get into. This brother sent an email. He's a brother from Philly. I ain't gonna say his name, but he said, "Hey, what's up, Tariq? I'm a 27-year-old black father of two. My daughter is 7. My son is 3. I have 2 different baby moms. Now, when I got with my son's mom, she already had 2 sons by 2 other damn dudes. I was open at the time. I didn't know she was a slut. Or maybe I didn't want to be real with myself." Really, nigga? All right, let me finish it. "So I entered the relationship with her, and long story short, I caught her cheating with one of the previous baby fathers. Now, me and her, we're the same age, and the guy I caught her cheating with is like 10 years older than her. He started messing with her as soon as he came home from a 10-year bid. So, of course, he has a Vin Diesel body, and I'm kind of skinny." Okay, this insecure nigga. Let me continue the letter. It says, "Anyway, I'm sure he turned her out and she's hooked. He doesn't do anything for his son, and she swears she hasn't messed with him since before me. But I heard him on the phone once. She was supposed to be at the market, and he was talking to her, and the next day, I told her what I thought was going on, and she started crying, and she got up and left and was gone all day. When she came back, my shit was packed at the door. That was almost 2 years ago. Since then, she's moved down south, had another baby, and she swears she has changed, but she will not admit that she cheated. She also wants me to marry her. Maybe I could if she kept it real with me." So this nigga's thinking about actually marrying this chick. if she kept it real with me and say, hey, yes, I fucked and sucked this dude, but I want to move forward, I would probably marry her. I really like this bitch. This is his words, not mine. I really like this bitch at once, and I don't trust her no more, and I really don't know how to handle this, so please help me deal with this double-clutching hoe. That's his words, not mine. Somebody in the chat room said it best. This is a big, dusty mess. Fellas, understand this. You have hood rat problems. And basically, you're in a hood rat rotation. That's what happens. Hood rats juggle niggas. That's what hood rats do. Hood rats fuck the same circle of niggas over and over again. And then create new circles of niggas. First of all, nigga, you met the chick. She had two kids by two different niggas. That was already a red flag. Y'all niggas be... Y'all are the worst gamblers ever. I would never take you niggas to Vegas. Sometimes when you gamble, you gotta at least make an educated gamble. When you put some money down on a blackjack table, you gotta kind of understand when the odds are for and against you. Understand when the odds are in your favor and when they're not in your favor. If you got a chick you just met and she got two kids by two different niggas, the odds ain't in your fucking favor, nigga. That's just gambling 101. You want to gamble, the odds ain't in your favor right there. So you get with the chick. She's fucking niggas in jail. Niggas getting out of jail. Baby daddy here. Having kids by different niggas. They rotate dudes. And that's what happens when you don't have your shit together. See, having your shit together, just like I told the other caller, that will alleviate a lot of stuff. Because when you don't have your shit together, you have to take what you can get. And the hood rats will take you because they don't have too many high expectations. See, they don't want to... The hood rats, they get a nigga who, at least, they get one dude in the rotation who has something kind of going on enough to help her out. Enough to help her with her little stability issues, because hood rats... You know, they don't have any real stability. The only stability they have is Section 8, WIC, food stamp, shit like that. But they need other accessories. You know, they need weed money, edge control gel money, club money, drinking money, smoking money, lace front money. So that's where yo ass come in. You know, for dick, they fuck the niggas in and out of jail. So those are the dick niggas. They got niggas for dick, and they need the hood rat accessories. Fake eyelashes, fake nails. You know, they need a nigga to do all that shit. So that's where you come in. They need a simp. So the hood rats usually rotate on average three niggas. They fuck the nigga in and out of jail. They fuck the weed man, because they don't really pay for weed. They gotta suck the weed man's dick. And they have the simp nigga who helps them with their little nigga trinkets. Then they might go back and forth for to one of the baby daddies or two or three of the baby daddies, but they got a hood rat rotation. And that's all you're in, brother. You're in the hood rat rotation. And the thing is, when hood rats cheat on you once, they're going to cheat on you twice, and they're going to cheat on you three times. I mean, that's what they do. Hood rats are not loyal. They're loyal to the county. They're loyal to White Daddy County Check WIC. That's the only thing they're loyal to. They're not loyal to you because you don't have an economic base for them. You don't have anything to really uproot White Welfare Daddy. See, when you're in a position to uproot that and challenge that and create an alternative economy other than White Welfare Daddy, and I ain't talking about an economy on no simp shit where you're buying weaves and all that nigga shit. I'm talking about you have a situation where you can bring women in and create an economic stability for them or give them the game to do that. If you don't have that, they're going to stick on welfare. They're going to stick on Section 8. They're going to stick with White Daddy WIC. And they'll only get you for their trivial lower chakra needs like dick, weed, drink, weave. Now, they'll sit up and talk all that shit. I want to marry you and all that. No, they know that a simp nigga like you want to hear shit like that. and they'll fuck with you and they'll rotate you until they start getting older and sloppier and more out of shape, and then they'll start getting serious with you for sticking around. Oh, you stuck around with me. You were with me through good and bad, thick and thin. Because now, when they get older, you know, they need some of those child support checks to kind of latch on to, too. You know, they try to latch on to dudes. So you got to understand the game. And getting emotional and getting upset with a chick and you knew what her get down was, that's a reflection of you. That's why you got to have your shit together. You know, one of the funniest clips to me is this dude, and I play it on my Ustream. I'm going to play it now. This dude who caught his chick on a Glide app, some kind of app called Glide, hollering at another dude, and he goes on ranting about how she messed with other dudes. And it sounds like he's about to beat her ass, and she start doing the same thing that the chick did in this email. Started crying, just like the man in the email. He said the chick, when he confronted her, she started crying. She got the whole flu. They always get that whole flu when they get caught. And this guy in this video clip I'm about to play, well, you'll hear the audio. She got the whole flu through the whole clip. She's crying her ass off. Now, this is one of my favorite clips right here. Hold on.
Hey, bro, let me tell you why she's getting a divorce. It's because I caught her on this Glide cheating on me. Yeah, she know I already fucked one nigga up in Mississippi. Now I'm finding out she talking to you too. Yeah, tell this nigga that you fucked somebody else. Tell him.
I screwed somebody.
Exactly. Tell this motherfucker.
Hold on. This is some shit you gotta see. Watching it is funny because she's all flinching. Because the dude clearly is gonna whoop her ass, which ain't cool. But it's, I mean, just charge her to the game.
And don't even sit here and try to play. She fucked another nigga, and now she done brought her dumb ass back home all the way to California to try to get back with me. And now I found out she's talking to you, too.
I'm not talking to
you. You are talking to this motherfucker. You've been talking to this motherfucker for the longest. And he don't know. I bet you don't know she married, do you? You don't know it. It ain't your fault. You don't know it. She lied to the other guy, too. She didn't tell the guy she was married. He's your friend, right? I bet you he don't know about me. But you doing shit on my phone that I take care of you with, right? I pay for this fucking phone. You don't pay for the phone. I pay for every fucking thing you do. Every muscle on your body. Show them rings. Show the rings. I pay for all this fucking shit. And you take your ass on this fucking damn app and fuck with niggas, right? Huh?
No.
Yes, you do. Don't fucking lie. And you brought your ass all the way back here just for me to find out. Because you didn't know I was going to be smart enough to add the app back. Yeah, before she walked in the house, she deleted the app. But I put the shit right back on there, and guess what? All your messages popped up. But like I said, it ain't your fault. But I just want you to know what you're dealing with. You're dealing with a slut right here. And I call her a slut because she's my fucking wife and she's doing shit like this on me. You see what I'm saying? Don't cry now. Don't fucking cry now. And yes, again, she already fucked one nigga already up in Mississippi and gonna call herself, gonna come back to me and make up for this shit. How you gonna make up for fucking somebody? Okay.
Y'all got the visuals. It's hilarious.
Okay. Now tell this nigga, you married.
I'm married.
And you fucked up, ain't you?
And I'm fucked up.
And now she's all the whole flu is just flowing with her. Crying. And the fake, it's fake crying. It's crocodile tears. Oh, the whole flu is just, the fake crying is hilarious.
You brought your ass all the way back here just for this?
He's just my friend.
He's not your friend. The other guy was your friend, too. Everybody's your friend. Nobody's your friend without your husband being involved. None of my female friends are my friends and don't know my wife. None of them. And I don't be on no fucking app talking to nobody.
All right, bro. Have a nice day. Nice night, whatever you having. But it's about to be on over here. Say bye. Say bye. Say look at what.
Boy, I feel a little bad for the chick now. He's like, it's about to be on, so don't tell him what. You know, he's going to beat the brakes off her. That's so not cool.
So look at shit. You shouldn't have been talking to nobody. Your daddy already told you. And just like you saying this nigga a friend, you was friending the other nigga, and you ended up in the hotel room with him, fucking him. Shut the fuck up. You can't defend nothing. You always trying to defend your fucked up shit. And just a minute ago, she was in here crying, talking about, why are you leaving me? Why are you leaving me? Begging me to stay. And this the shit you doing to me? You just ain't had a chance to get with the nigga yet. That's the only thing. That's the only difference between this nigga and the other nigga. The other nigga, you got a chance to see. Him, you was going to get a chance to see. Because that's all it takes when you communicating back and forth. One day you gonna see each other. I'm friend now, friend. I done played the friend game with a whole bunch of damn women, okay? Niggas playing you, and you stupid enough to believe the shit. Now she went to see the other nigga, he wouldn't even let her come to his house. He put her in a hotel room down the street from her house, and she still fucked him like a little 21-year-old would do. And she's 41 years old.
Good Lord, he got an old school hoe.
And you ain't smart enough to fucking understand game. And then you dumb enough to come back to me, trying to get me back. And you still talking to niggas. You about the most fucked up woman in the world.
She the most fucked up woman in the world.
I don't give a fuck what your conversation was. You and the other dude conversation was just friendly. Everybody conversation is going to be just friendly, okay? How you doing? Oh, I hope you're okay. You don't have to say, I want to fuck you. You don't have to say it. Motherfuckers want to fuck you, period. And you dumb enough to spread your fucking legs while you married. You going to hell, Shonda. Because you're a hoe. You're going to fucking hell for being a hoe.
She's going to hoe hell. She ain't even going to regular hell. She's going to hoe hell. That's hilarious. Oh, that's one of my favorite clips. He said she's going to hell for being a hoe. Ain't no hell like hoe hell. There ain't no dicks in hoe hell. Hoe hell is rough. Nigga, you ladies, you don't want to go to hoe hell. So y'all cut it out. Is no dicks in hoe hell for you. But the thing is, man, once you got a woman who's condemned to going to hoe hell, you can't wife her up. Charge that to the game. You dig? You're trying to turn water into wine. It doesn't work like that, man. When these women establish a pattern of doing slick shit, they just got you in the hoe rotation, in the hood rat rotation. Not even a hoe rotation, really a hood rat situation. You dealing with a hood rat. Don't get caught up in these hood rat rosters, dude. Because hood rats keep niggas in rotation. Even if you're married to them, you're just going to be a married nigga in the rotation. You putting a ring on a hood rat don't mean shit. A ring ain't gonna stop a hood rat from being what she is or what she wants to be. Hood rats like being hood rats. And that's some shit that you don't supposed to wife up like that. Especially you ain't create no economic base. If you bringing somebody up out of a situation and lacing them with some game so they can get rid of their hood ratish ways, well, you ain't supposed to be slumming with no hood rat. You're supposed to be elevating them on your level and putting them on your roster. You don't supposed to be on hers, because if you're downgrading yourself, you're going to be on the hood rat roster. When you elevate them, you put them on your roster. You feel me? Anyway, y'all, that's been today's episode of the Tariq Elite Show. Again, don't forget to join me in Memphis, Tennessee tonight for a Q&A after the movie screening of The Hidden Colors 4. We're going to have a great time. I made a special trip to come down to Memphis tonight to be with all those Memphis players. Man, I've been meaning to come to Memphis for years to do an event. Never done a lecture in Memphis. And I've always got a lot of love for Memphis. So I'm making a specific trip down to Memphis to be with the players and the playettes. And we're going to have a great time tonight eating popcorn, gummy bears, and drinking Sprite for $8 an ounce to watch the movie. All right, go to HiddenColorsFilm.com, ladies and gentlemen, to get tickets for tonight's showing and the showings tomorrow night in the other cities. I'm going to holla.